God Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran at so many places His promise of paradise, Al-Jannah. But in Surah Toba, Ayat 72, there is some additional thing also. I want to know what is the particularity of that additional thing, especially in this ayat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. So in this particular place, وَرِزْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So what's the speciality that this special phrase has been added here?
It is not added here. It is mentioned that there is another type of paradise which is higher in order than the one described. And that paradise has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in another verse in which Allah addressing some very special servants of His when they are about to die, tells us that God speaks to them and says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي
رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً is that which is mentioned in the, understand?
I see. So that is something even superior.
That is a very special, superior paradise, which is offered to only those who have far more regard for the pleasure of Allah than any other pleasure. So Raza-e-Bari becomes their paradise. This is what has been mentioned by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam in Kashti-Nuh regarding his concept of paradise. He says, Hamari ala lazat Hamari khuda mein hai. These are my paradise. So all prophets of Allah belong to different stages, but some most certainly, like Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his subordinate Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi wasalam has expressed it very clearly that their pleasure lies in the pleasure of God. No other paradise is known to them. So it is for them that that special paradise is created. And that is the word Raza is mentioned, where is Wanullahi Akbar. The people don't understand. They are gravitated towards a concept of paradise. They think this is the best. But little they do they know that Rizwanullah, the paradise of pleasure of Allah, is certainly greatest of all. So there is no contradiction.
No, there is no contradiction.
That is
all. Thank you.
Well, anyway, you have observed things very minutely and intelligently. Allah bless you. Thank you.